Parshas Re'eh. Let's begin with a pshat from Rabbi Yonis and Eipshitz. Re'eh Anochi Notzein Lefneichem Hayom Brocha Uklola. Es HaBrocha Im Hashet Tishmu Baklola Im Lo Tishmu. Nira Leva'er. So Rabbi Yonis says as follows. Hineya Machshava Tova HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarfo L'maisa. You know that if a person has a good Machshava, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to mitzar if he will connect it to the action. Av machshava ra'a eina Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzarif l'maisa, but if a machshava ra'a, an evil inclination, an evil thought, he will not put it together l'maisa. Rak except the avodas olidim. V'zeh she'omer hakosav. V'es habrocha asher tishmeu. The brocha, if you will listen, rotsa lomar. Afilu im tirtze rak l'shmo. If only you will listen. Only if you only want to listen, Yavol lechem habracha, the bracha will come to you. Notwithstanding, there was no mice at this point. The machshava tova kadosh baruch hu mitzarif l'maisa. What does that mean? What is the pshat in Rabbi Yonis and Eipshitz? I'd like to offer an idea based on the Kotzker Rebbe. The Kotzker Rebbe says in Shacharis when he say mitzvot tasim alibam, to put it on your heart. What does that mean? On your, it should be libam. It should be in your heart. The idea is that if you listen to these machshavas, you listen to these ideas, and you put it onto the heart, right now it may not seep in. Right now you may not accept it. Right now it just may be something that's out there for you to think about. But maybe one day you will accept it. It will seep into the heart. Parshas Re'eh always begins the Zman of Elul, the Zman of Tshuva, the Zman of Cheshbon HaNefesh. So let us begin to hear some of the different hisodras, different thoughts and machshavas and musar. We'll start with the Nesiva Shalom. Re'eh Anochi Notzein Lefneichem Hayom Brochu Klala. Es HaBrocha Shetishme'u El Mitzvos Hashem Lekechem. The bracha that you will listen to the mitzvos of God. Asher Anochi Mitzvoschem Hayom. V'haklala Im Lo Tishme'u El Mitzvos Hashem Lekechem. V'sartem min haderech, asher anochi mitzav eschem hayom, and you will leave the derech, you will fall off the derech that I am teaching you today. Yesh loma, ma shadiktiku ha-mefarshim b'psukim eidu. Let's look what the mefarshim always are speaking about these psukim. Reishas b'omra re'ei, the lashon of re'ei, see. Hello, I ribi dava hanir. We're not talking about something that is near le'inayim, through your vision. Why constantly does it say hayom, 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 today? Re'ei anochi notzein lefneichem, hayom. Es habracha asher tishma mitzvos Hashem lekechem, asher anochi mitzaveh eschem, hayom. V'haklola, asher anochi mitzaveh eschem, hayom. Ma mashmus bi'omer hayom. What is the idea? What is the deeper thought of using the verbiage of Hayom? V'chein omru anochi nosein. Ma'ashek loshen nesinis brachu klola. What does it mean I'm giving you a brachu klola? Halo einza nesina ma'mashiske dover hanita liyad liyad. It's not something which is given from hand to hand. V'gam shahrei nosein v'ayin yofa hu nosein. U'ma'ashek inin nesina liyad klola. And to give a klala, to give the lashon of nasan by a klala, ubi yetzem in yesh lavin dehare ein ra yerim min hashemayim. No evil comes from on high. Vegam tachlis habriya lehetiv lebrov. The whole purpose of creation is to give goodness to the created. Be'echin sba'er la'or ze'inin haklala. Od Yeshloma Lashon Bracha Klola Shahoya Tzorach Letoba Lashon Tzchar Ba'onesh. It shouldn't say Bracha Klola. It should have been reward and punishment. Shahare Bracha Mashmo Inyan Hatoli B'nesiyas Chayim B'lo Lefi Masei Adam. We're talking about a Bracha. We're talking about if you did, and Bracha means I'm going to help you out as a Nesiyas Chayim. A Bracha is like to give you something which is not coming to you. But pasuk zeh mashu shabracha hi tmuras asher tishma'u. here we say that it's an exchange for listening. V'chein lehefach, haklola tumura asher lo tishmu. So Yei Shlomas and the Siva Shalom gives many, many pshatim. We'll do two of the ideas this year. Yei Shloma inyin apimashikosav b'yisod ho'avoda b'shem ha'ari ha'kodash she'ein adome adam la'adam miyom b'riyas adam v'hala. Every day is different. And there's no comparison to man from the day he was created to today. V'yein adam echad yochol etaken mashachaverim etaken. And one man cannot be metaken, cannot fix a characteristic of another. Or he cannot fix a characteristic on himself that is similar. Hainu shelechol adam yesha shlichus ha'elyona shelo letaken davar miyuchad. Every individual has his own calling, his own need to be metaken something. Sha'bavur zeh horidum in ha'olam. Because of that, your neshama came into this world. V'yaf adam acher miyom b'riyas ha'olam eni yoch l'taken es asher alov l'taken. And no one else is able to be metaken what you can be metaken. Yeshlomo sha'azeh koi inyan re'ei anochi nosein lefneichem hayom brocho klala. That's what it means. I giving you today the bracha uklola dlo ayre akiyim hamitzvahs v'inyon eschar va'onesh. We're not talking about b'mekayim the mitzvahs and eschar va'onesh. El al ha'shlichus ha'myuchedes v'tafken adam b'yolamo. We're talking about your particular, your individualist tafkid. Habracha ha'gadola b'yosehi kashe yehudi memalei eshlichoso ha'elyona. The greatest bracha is when you fulfill your task, your calling. V'haklala hi im eina matakein eshlichuso hamyuchedes. Shehu oved v'ama b'chol shivim shenosa v'shashlicha shenodalo botikin. And the greatest klala, the greatest curse, the greatest failure, when an individual is not mekayim his own shlichus, his own purpose in life. Hinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu tov u'meitiv u'baras ha'olam kedei lahanik metuva lebruim. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world in order to give goodness to his creators. U'mezamin lo la'adam es ha'tanoyim ha'meviyim oso l'malei l'shlichus ha'biyolam. And he creates the abilities, the avenues for you to succeed. The Azer Amar Re'eyo Nochi Nosein Levnechem Hayom Es Bracha Asher Tishmu. Perush, what does that mean? Kol Ma Shani Nosein Levnechem, everything that I'm giving you. Kol Hanhaga Shakash Baruch Manigas Adam. V'chol Tanaya Chayim Shadam Nosum Behem. Everything, all of your life. Hakol osa kedei shehudi yuchel lemaleya shashlichus sheba avura yer liolam. All that I am doing, no sein lachem, all that I have given you in this world is for you, that you can accomplish your task. Shein adam yodem mahi shlichus am yuchedas ela b'mashakosav re'ei anochi nosein lefnechem hayom sheyira v'yisbonen b'chol atanoyim hasavim osa. What you have to do, look around, look at your circumstances. Look what has affected you. All of these things are for you to listen, to learn, to grow. Nothing is per chance. All of these things that were given to you, all of the circumstances, all of the accidents, all of the pleasures, all of the abilities were given to you in order for you to fulfill your shlichus. V'zeu perishes habracha shetishmu. Shenema b'loshan asher v'lo im tahaynu shekadosh baruch hu notzin lo kol atanayim. Zeu inim bracha klala. Es habracha shetashmu. What does that mean? Taklas habracha. Kashe Yehudim imale shlichusa ba'olam. V'chol inyan habracha v'aklola amurakan ko yazeh. V'lochein lo hiske b'loshin tzchar ba'onish. That's why it doesn't say tzchar ba'onish. Bracha v'aklola is that you lead the life that you were destined to. Kim habracha v'aklola v'shaych l'takla shlichusa sh'yehudim ba'olam. V'inei tzadiki emes. Amru sha'os l'das mahi ha'shlichas y'mechede shalom. How do you know what your shlichus is? Mahu ha'inyan shebavura yorli ol matakmo? Hu ha'dova sheyetzahara misgabera lo biyosa. When something, when a yetzahara, that yetzahara seems to overcome you, zehu simen shebavur zeh yorli olam. That's why you came into this world, to overcome this particular evil inclination. Uchemosha amru shadavish yudi eni yecholis gaberalov b'shunofan ki im b'mesiris nefesh osu shezeho shlicha shalu b'takim b'olam. The Siva Shalom says, the more difficult you find it, it's a simon, that's exactly why you're here. To overcome this yetzahara. V'od isa b'toras avos shel yachol lehiyosh yehudi yagili olam elyam. La'acha meyves remishana, ve'asak b'torah v'yavoda v'yishalos amo asisa upo'alta b'lamazen. He'll get to the olam haba. And what did you do in this world? Harekol mashasisa lahoye be'inyan hanidrish b'mcha. But that's not what you were required to do. Shehoye lecha lefol b'matorah ha'ikar shaloch. You were to find your particular importance. Rav Kook says in Yom Kippur when he says, "Lekayish shenatzarti lo kedai, v'achshav shani yatzarti yeni kedai." What does that mean? Before I was created, I wasn't worth anything, and now that I was created, I'm still not worth anything. What's pshat? Before I was created, there wasn't my time. My time is to be born in this generation, in this time, in this locale. And then we say, and now then my time, our vidu, you say, but I haven't accomplished what I was to accomplish. That's the ikkar of every individual. To become who you are supposed to be. The teva ha'adam she'ena mucham la'asot devarim she'lamanim hutzorach li'siyatish and la'hakir v'limsor has called ha'yisha shalom. The mesiris nefesh that is so necessary. So the first idea, which he says, is Re'eyah Nochen Hasein Lefneichem Hayom Bracha Uklala, everything that's in this world that you have experienced is Me'eis Hashem. And the Me'eis Hashem is to teach you, for you to focus on your abilities, what you can accomplish, what you can change within yourself, within the world. You have to realize that you have a matara. Everyone has a purpose. Everyone has a calling. Everyone has a function in this world. Our hasaga, our purpose, and our desires, and what we are called upon, is simply to become who we are, not someone else. Then he has another beautiful pshat. Zeh mudgash lashon hayom. Why the constant focus hayom? Re'eyah Nochen Hasein Lefneichem hayom she'enyanu kamama mareinu rabbeinu hakodesh mekurban zechus yagi aleinu she'er sheluu pamachas ma'u adavar hachoshu biyosef she'tsharech lasos. What is the most important thing you're supposed to do? V'hoyse tshuvaso she'mash tzarech l'kayim ke'eis Zahachusha b'yoser. Whatever you are supposed to accomplish now, that's the most important thing. Ukamosha mitzvah tiyas ha-shofar shehi mitzvah gadol ma'od. Ki ha-shofar, very important mitzvah. Ava zamana v'inyana dafka b'Rosh Hashanah. Its time is on Rosh Hashanah only. V'ilachilas matzah chashivusa rak b'vizmana. The chashivas of any matzah is also only in Pesach. V'hu adim echol inyanim. Bechein shayich inyan zeh gam besurim meirah. Shet soruch letatkein bechol yom. Kifi hiskabras hayetzahara v'hataivas bayam hazeh. Each day we have our own battles. Each day you have to face the adversity that's in front of you. V'chal hadvarim heim kamo shekosev od. Sham b'shem ha'rizal. Shekishem she'inu dome adam la'adam yom briyas ha'olam. Just like you are not the same from the beginning of time. Kach kol yom v'yom einu dome yom echot. L'chaveru miyom briyas ha'olam. So too every day is different. V'chol yom yesh lo tafkid v'yir miyuchad ha'nitzrach l'takim miyom ha'zen. Every day there is a new tafkid for you to accomplish that day. And what you have to accomplish today, you couldn't have accomplished yesterday. This is your moment. This is the time to accomplish it. That's what it means. Today, every day. Or if I can say differently, every day a person has to face the new challenges. And if he fails in one day, tomorrow's another day. Tomorrow's a day to accomplish it again. Es habracha shetishmu mitzvos Hashem lekechem asher anochi mitzaveschem hayom. Haynu sheyamalei es hatafken hamutar lo l'tzaken b'yom hazeh. To complete that which is your tafken today. Ze mekor habracha v'haklala in lo tishmeu es mitzvos Hashem lekechem v'sartem en haderech asher anochi mitzaveschem hayom. V'yaldas ze, and in this idea yeshom gam in mamar mechazal. Every day Chazal tells us, a baskol comes out and says, return. The Shemat Sorah Shebechol Yom Tetzi Baskol Chadasha. Why every day does have to be a new baskol? Elu Mishum Shebechol Yom V'Yom Yeshes Agir V'Tafkid Hashayich L'Yom Hazeh. That's because every day is a new tafkid, a new job. A new description, a new purpose. Okay, tzara b'chol yom baskol la'ora ish Yehudi l'maleis tafkita b'yom hazeh, and therefore the baskol has to call out to the Jew to say, be melmale your tafkid. V'yala adam l'mod es yu'udu v'hatafkid shalov l'male b'yom hazeh mitoch ha'ma'oros ha'over malov. And how do you learn this? How do you know what your tafkid is? All things that are occurring to you on that day. Shebechol yom v'yom b'chaya adam. Over malav ma'oros u'makarim shonim. So beautiful. Every day something occurs to you. And sometimes you say, oh, it just happens to have happened. And the Siva Shalom is saying in the name of the Maimer Chazal, that's not what's happening. The baskol is speaking to you by sending you messages. V'kulam krila Hashem. Hey, me Hashem yisbarach kori liyehudi shuv abanim shovavim. He's calling out to you every day to return. Or to return to your tafkid. Yesh ma'oros tovim shihudi zocher shekorim lo mitzad hachesed. Sometimes something occurs to you and you feel a chesed. Someone helped you out. V'yesh ma'oros mitzara gavura kasha over malov. Chas v'shalom tzoros v'yisurim. And sometimes you go through life through terrible tzoros. And yisurim ach kulam heim divar Hashem. Kulam divrei Hashem ha'kori l'lev Yehudi. All of them is God is calling out to the heart of the Jew. Uche'en tizkor sh'akadosh baruch hu mazgil Yehudi eicha hayeka. Where are you? Where are you? Zehu masha Torah hakadosha omeres. Re'e anochi nosein lefnechem hayom. See, I am here every single day. I am sending out to you messages as a bas kol, I'm whispering. Tiru v'disbonenu heite v'chola ma'orot ha'shani notzein lefneichem. Think, listen, contemplate, realize that your circumstances are not happenstance. They're all messages from God. B'chol yom v'yom. Ashahema kriya ubasko miyuchedes la'ori Yehudi l'male tafkido b'hayom hazeh. To call and to whisper to you what your tafkid is today. Es habracha shetishmu. Habracha hishetasimu levavchem v'situ azneichem l'kol hama'oros ha'ovrim aleichem b'chol yom. For you to give heart, to pay attention to the occurrences. Ma mashma'usam u'ma hatviya olamehem. What is their deeper thought? What does God want from me? Haklala and lo tishmu? Kishain shomim u'matam ozen l'kol hayotim in hama'oros? If you don't listen, if you think it's all by accident, it's all by happenstance, it's a meaningless gestures. U'chamosha kosev l'shav hikisis menechem Musa lalachu and Yirmiyahu is lashav I hit you. The Musa you didn't accept. Mochei mitoch kol ayisorim is orerim esel devar yom biyamo tzorach l'shmoa es kol Hashem hamadaber elov to listen that God is speaking to you. Ulefi ze yeshatar itzis hashela. And now I understand what the Baal Shem Tov was asking. Im yesh basko madua ein shomim also. If there's a basko, why doesn't anyone hear it? But if there, no one listens to it, then why say it? No, the basko is there. You think you're going to hear a sound. You think you can hear a voice. God is speaking to you differently. He's giving you opportunities. He sends you someone to give stucker to. He puts a Rebbe in front of you for you to listen to a beautiful Dvar Torah. Or Chas V'Shalom, he gives you an instance of where there's a near accident or some Yisurim for you to wake up and appreciate life. To look in the mirror to realize what you have not accomplished. Not only what you have accomplished, what you have not accomplished, and what you could accomplish. Kula medabram heim alev Yehudi, but all of lahazen hativ lakriya samufanam elov, uru yishenim mishnosecha. That's why God, there is a basko. And the Baal Shem Tov Hiksha, bia inyanam habasko shemimena novim herhurei tshuva hapkudim ish Yehudi. The basko is what causes the Jew, he thinks about it, to do tshuva. Shepa amen be'emta hayom es ori hudi v'libo oreg l'shuv l'shem yisborach hareza mikoach had habas kol hayotas mehar chorev. That desire comes through this basko. V'yehudi tzorach l'kayim behurhurei tshuva elu sheyucha mikoach zeh l'schaber l'mekor ha'kedusha. One last chapter, Od Yesh Leforesh, Lashon Hayom, Kashe Yehuda Omed L'kayim Mitzvah, Mepato Hayetahor L'tchosos L'achizman. A Jew wants to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, the Yetahor tries to stop him. Ukamo Sheperish Tzadikim B'Hapasik V'tzei Lechem B'Amalek Machar, Hayne B'Klipas Amalek O'Meris Machar. Go fight Amalek Machar. Hadavar Rishon by Yetzer Mepate Yehudi Hamasher Lavodas Hashem. What does the Yetzer Hara tell you to do? Hu L'chos Asola Achaz Man Kedesh Tzlachteish His Oris. Put it off. Don't do it now. Do it later. Do it tomorrow. Well, Zene Matzei Lochem Amalek Machar. Kasher Yehudi His Oris Shelo Yichaz Osamacha. That's what it means. Don't wait to fight Amalek tomorrow. Fight today. Fight the Amalek within us today, at this moment. umarumas. Hayom and bakola tishmu. That's what it means in Tehillim. David HaMelech says, Hayom today in bakola tishmu. Sheyikach atzmo kvar ka'is. To take yourself now. Zeu kam perish ve'eyon nochun nesem v'zechem hayom. Sheyikach atzmo hayom. Well, Yitzchak Lamo, don't push it off till tomorrow. As soon as you have that feeling, do it now. Have a desire to find closer to Kaddish Baruch. You open up a Mishnayos. You open up a Sefer Torah. You open up a Gemara. You open up a Shailas and Shuvas. You open up a Sifrei Musar. Now. Don't say, when I wake up later or tomorrow. Now, grab the Zman. Chaperein. Once heard, Rabbi Kellerman told a story. He says that when he went to see Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, perhaps it was the first time, I think it was the first time, and Rabbi Chaim was already suffered from a stroke. It was very weak, a little broken. And he turned to Rabbi Kellerman and he said, now you look at me, you see that I'm a broken man. I've gone through life, when there was stroke, etc. He turned to Rabbi Kellerman as a young man. He said, Chaperein. Now, grab these moments that you have in front of you now, these years, and sit and learn. It was Zohar. One time I told the story in one of the Minyanim in Yangisha, West Hempstead. I think a few years later, someone came over to me and he said, you know, I heard you tell the story about Reb Chaim Shmulevitz and Rabbi Kellerman of Chaperein. He says, I want to tell you, when I heard that story, it inspired me. And I decided that day to start doing Daf Yomi. And I am going to the Siyum HaShas. Sheyikach es atzmo hayom lidcha lemachar. Es habrocha shetishmu al mitzvos Hashem alekeichem. That is the bracha. When you take the bracha today, to chaperein, to do the work immediately. The Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss says, Re'ei Anochi Notein Lifneichem. He says, why does it start? Re'ei is singular, Lifneichem in plural. He says, a person has to always think about what he's doing, what he's accomplishing. How is it that what you're doing, how will it affect others? If you do an aveira chas v'shalom in public, and others will look from you, will look at you, and will learn from you. V'chein yasu osir hu nitein es adin, lo rak amasav, and la'afa mashagorim l'acherim l'kalkel. Not only what you accomplished, what you did, but the chait that the others did. V'kavar hevesis mashar shamatim mipi marenim v'rabenu, ha'goin ha'kodesh v'tsenza Kloisenberg. Masha Omar Chofetz Chaim al Echem im Hanhigei Hamahavcha HaBolsheviks in Russia. One of the leaders of the Bolsheviks in Russia, Shebi Lodas Loma Becheder Tashbar. Shamalamed Sheposha Bechinucho Osili Tenis Hadin. He said, the Malamed, that individual is going to have to give Din Vecheshman. Lo Rak al Nefesh Hagelet El Afa Milione Nefoshos. Not only this child, not all the other children you taught, but all of the children of those children, future generations, that you took away their ability to be Ovdei Hashem. Umida tova maruba mimidas poronios re'ei mashakosav arachayim akadosh. Vayitav alukim lamiyeladas vayirav ha'om. In Shmos, when the Mialdos were saving children, Vayitev Elokim, Vayor of Aam, so many came out, Tzorch Ladas. Mahi Hatavaki, Biros Hashem, Yirasam Elokim, Hizmelahem Asos Mitzvos, in case the Harbos Choron, for Omer Vayitav. Vayitav Am Shabazayitatzko Kulam Yechshu Lahem Kishlo Harim. It's as if you saved thousands. Kach Tzarech Adam L'Chalkel Masav Be'eza Chochem Haroed Asanolat. That's how you have to look. Re'ei Anochi. No saying lefneichem hayom. What does that mean? We're not alone. Our acts influence others. Our acts sometimes can influence others to good, l'tova, and sometimes l'ra. We have to be cognizant. And when we act in public, what does that mean? Another pshat I'd offer, re'ei anochi. Anochi is the Lashon, Anochi Hashem Elokeichem. Asher Otzeisir Me'eretz Mitzrayim. The Anochi of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Re'ei Anochi, you have to see the Anochi in life. The Anochi all over. The Anochi that we have in every aspect of life, the beauty in life. To see what God gave us. The Or HaTshuva of Rav Kook, he begins in the Or HaTshuva, is that Tshuva Anu Motzim B'Shlosh Ma'arachos. There are three types of levels of Tshuva. The first is the Tshuva Tzva'it, a natural. B'Tshuva Tzva'it Yesh Shnei Chalakim, two branches. Tshuva Tzva'it Gufanit U'Tshuva Tzva'it Nefashot. He goes on, Rav Kook, to explain that the Tshuva, one aspect of Tshuva, it's a tshuva of the natural world around us and our nature. God created this world with a certain level of perfection. And our God, our job is to protect that protection, to see it. Re'ei Anochi, to see what God gave us. Part of the Yisr of Kalayim is because God gave us a certain method. He created a perfect world. And what are you doing? You're changing it. Yes, it's a world of Kivshuha. But not to be for the Baal Tashvis, a certain respect to see the creation of Kadosh Baruch Hu. But I think the Re'ei Anochi is something more beautiful to Re'ei Anochi. We have to see the Anochi within each one of us. The Baal Shem Tov said, the Aleph in the word of Chet is silent. Why is it the Aleph stands for the Aluf, for the Anochi, for the Kadosh Baruch Hu? That even when an individual is a chote, God is within you. Re'ei Anochi, always see that Anochi within you. Es ha-bracha, if you live a world of bracha and you listen to the mitzvahs, you will recognize the Anochi within you. Es ha-klola in lo tishmu, but even if you live in that world of the klola, no. The Anochi is still with you. He never leaves you. Not only must you see the Anochi within oneself, the Re'ei Anochi, you should see the Anochi within others. We live in a time constantly judging every other individual. This parsha is teaching you to Re'ei Anochi, look for the Anochi not only in yourself. Look for the Anochi in your friend, in your chaver, in all of mankind, to see the greatness within every individual. But I would finish off with the idea, and similar to the Minchas Asher, the Re'ei Anochi. We have to act in such a way that others can see the Anochi within us. When a person acts in a manner which is a chilul Hashem, it is a statement about the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It is a statement about the Jew who is supposed to be a shliach, a messenger of the Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And they can't see the Anochi. And that's what we have to accomplish. The Re'ei Anochi that someone has to see. In all of our actions, the Anochi within us. And when they don't, you influence others. That is the idea of the Re'ei Anochi. We began by understanding Now is the time of tshuva, it's time of machshava, it's time of cheshvan ha-nefesh. We have to open up our hearts to look into the mirror and to question ourselves what we have accomplished. The re'ei anochi, to see we have what to accomplish. Re'ei anochi nosein lefnechem hayom. You, each individual in the Siva Shalom, has their own tachlis, their own purpose. Their purpose is to bring into the world their insights, their definition, their godliness within them, to bring it into practicality. He writes on during this next month, as we go through this month of Cheshbon HaNefesh, it's really a time of simcha, of great simcha. The fact that we can begin again to re'ei anochi nosein lefnechem hayom, every day is a new day. Every day we can listen to that baskol and grow and nurture and become that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought that we should become.